Thank you. Oh. I've just sent Teresa to go and get me a drink because I had a bit of my workout now. Oh. But isn't it good to praise the Lord all together? But this morning, we are going to be thinking about Christmas, obviously. And we're going to be finishing our teaching series, All Ages, together. But I wonder, what makes the perfect Christmas? I'm going to be honest with you. I've got my food order arriving this afternoon. And I had the receipt emailed through this morning telling me, item not available, item not available, item not available. I know. But I have worked out that there's about 60 hours until Christmas Day, if I include online shopping through the night. So we've got time, people. But my question is, what do I need to make Christmas perfect? Can you have a chat among yourselves? Because I need to work out what I still need to buy. I have to be honest, everyone. It sounds like I need a lot to make Christmas perfect. There's a lot of conversation. So you've slightly panicked me now. So Nicola's going to come round. So if anyone wants to share what we need to make Christmas perfect, I'd appreciate it. I think I've left my pen in my bag, but that's okay.
What do we need?
Make a mental note.
Christmas tree.
Oh,
a Christmas tree?
Yes.
Who's got a Christmas tree already? Fabulous, okay. Yeah. We're making Christmas
perfect. A giving gift.
Oh, a giving gift.
Giving gifts?
Yes.
Okay, I still need to work on that one, I think.
Family.
Family. Can you tell she's my daughter? That's good. I didn't prime her first.
Decoration.
Oh, decoration. Definitely, definitely.
Mince pie.
Oh, yes. I'm on that.
Of course, snow.
Snow. No, I do agree. I think snow would make Christmas perfect. Maybe it's why it doesn't happen.
Gingerbread.
Oh, gingerbread. Nice.
Clothes and food. More food and more food.
Food.
Food. Clothes. Okay, food. We'll go with food, yeah. Thank you, Nicola. I know you've already done a workout, so I'm just making you do more.
That's
fine.
Later. This is great.
Praise.
Oh, praise.
Praise, definitely. Everyone will be doing that song on Christmas Day now, I bet you.
And snow and cake.
Bacon, snow and cake.
Bacon. What a combination. Oh, I like it.
Oh. Jesus.
What?
Well, you're right, Ollie, but...
A gingerbread house.
Or a gingerbread house. We'll do one more here, and then...
Oh, sorry.
Oh. A Christmas dinner.
Oh, yes.
There was one in the middle.
Oh, one in the middle.
Peace.
Peace.
Can I vote for some sleep?
Oh, sleep would be lovely, wouldn't it? Yes. Fingers crossed. Now, I have to be honest. All of these ideas are really, really good. And I've learned a few things extra that I might add to my Christmas. But in all honesty, I think that all we need for Christmas is love. Because Christmas is all about love. And it has been from the very beginning. Let's take a look at the Christmas story according to some kids.
Thank you.
It's worth the wait. Otherwise, you'll have me reenact it all.
Let's cut.
An angel came to see Mary. She was home doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, Mary, you're gonna have, Mary, you're gonna have a baby. You're gonna have a baby and you will call him Jesus. And then Mary was like, I'm not gonna have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager and I'm not married. Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
I don't know.
A camel.
Oh, yeah, a camel.
She said, this donkey's fast.
Well, they tried to go to a hotel and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
we have no rooms. Literally, no rooms.
So Mary and Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
the only place in here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable. And then he just pointed the way and they followed. When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, a new baby is getting born, who is king of the Jews.
The angel was singing.
Glorious. And then the shepherds said, I think we should go there and meet him. The second, I think, said, yeah, I agree with you. And the other said, yeah, me too. They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. And then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
Well, we should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one that I have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how I would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably pooped because the room was very smelly. Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
So the first Christmas is all about love. In the Christmas story, we see Mary and Joseph lovingly care for Jesus, even making that journey all the way to Bethlehem. We also see how the shepherds loved Jesus so much that they went running to meet him. And then we have the wise men who noticed a star in the sky and they went searching for the love of Jesus and they kept him safe from King Herod. But the first Christmas is also about so much more. Because God the Father gave us the precious gift of Jesus. Because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Jesus was born as a sign of God's love for you and for me. And that is why Christmas is all about love. So as we sing together our next song, let's remember that God revealed his love for us through Jesus. Lord God, thank you that your love was revealed to us by the birth of your Son. Amen. Please do take a seat. Now, I wonder, show of hands, please, does anyone already have Christmas presents under their tree? Oh, you are, A, you are organised, and B, you are very trustworthy. My parents never let me have presents under the tree until Christmas Day, because I would go and prod, and Mark still won't let me put them under. I am very reserved. No, I am good. But actually, I have been really organised this morning, and I have a Christmas tree here, and I have three presents that are all ready to give to someone. Would anyone like one of my presents? Not my children, because they criticise my wrapping. Yep, they'll be disappointed on Christmas Day. Do you want to come? So I've got one, just wait a second. Steph, do you want to come join us? Oh, Joshua, do you want to come join us? Oh, I didn't mean to go all boys, but I have. Right, so I have three presents. So, should we go for youngest first? Choose, which present would you like to open? You want to go for the biggest one? Good boy, that's what I do. Which one would you like to open? You want to go for that one? You want to go for that one? Okay. Wait, come back. Everyone wants to know what the present is. Can you unwrap it for me? Yeah. Well, they're very reserved. It's always carnage in my house, unwrapping presents. So, Joshua, what do we have?
Smarties.
Oh, very good. He's got a box of sweets. Who doesn't love sweets at Christmas? Right, wait a minute. What have you got?
Tea.
Oh, tea bags. They're not my cup of tea, but if you like tea, maybe they're good. Good. What have you got? Oh, you've got a book all about the Happy Land Nativity, Jesus to the Rescue, the whole Nativity story. It's a great book, by the way. Now, it was a little bit mean because I invited you to come and open my presents, but I didn't tell you what was next, did I? No. So can you go and give the present you've just been given to someone else in the room? Oh, I know. And Joshua, you went for the biggest one and now you have to give the biggest one away. Oh, beautiful. Oh, you've given the tea bags away. Oh, amazing. Have you got more in there? Was I generous? Oh, just the card to keep the bag going. Fine, you can sit down. Now, oh, let's put that down. Otherwise, I'll get distracted. Now, God asks us to love others. And when we give presents or we give of our time, it is a lovely way of us showing other people how much we love them. Now, Jesus told us to love your neighbour as yourself. And in the Bible, we see time and time again, don't we, of how Jesus loved others. He loved the hungry, the sick, and he also loved those people that, quite frankly, most of us didn't like. But Jesus asks us to do the same. For when we love these people, Jesus also said, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So we have been asked by God to love others, which include the poor, the hungry, the sick, the lonely, and in all honesty, everyone. And as that Bible verse just reminded us, when we love others, through our actions and words, we are loving God. Now, Christmas is the perfect opportunity, isn't it, for us to love others and to show God's love. And when we do that, the story of Jesus is told again and again. Because the real news of Christmas is not about the presents, the tree, the Christmas dinners. But the real news is that Jesus was born to save the world. Now, I don't know how many people here have a dog. Or if you've ever heard the phrase, a dog is for life, not just for Christmas. Now, I do completely agree with that statement, but recently we got a new puppy called Rusty. And there are occasions he misbehaves and he chewed up our Christmas lights. To say he was in the doghouse is a slight understatement. But the saying is true. Rusty, our puppy, is for life, not just for Christmas. And that's the same about loving others, isn't it? Because loving others is for life, not just for Christmas. And that means that we need to keep the love going. And actually, I believe that we are called to make Christmas last all year. All 365 days, or 366 if we've got the leap year. And the reason I think we need to do that is because we need to keep God's love going day in, day out. Now, there's a great Christmas film called The Muppets Christmas Carol. Anyone watched it? I recommend between now and Christmas, some of you catch on and watch this film, it's brilliant. But there's a song in this film which talks about the spirit of Christmas and the meaning of Christmas. And I just want us to take a look, just at a clip of this now.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going.
I'll reenact it.
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love. It feels like Christmas. A cup of kindness that we share with another. A sweet reunion with a friend or a brother. In all the places you find love, it feels like Christmas. It is the season of the heart. A special time of caring. The ways of love made clear. It is the season of the spirit. The message, if we hear it, is make it last all year.
What?
It's in the giving of a gift to another. A pair of mittens that were made by your mother.
It's all the ways that we show love that feel like Christmas. A quiet childhood will always remember. It is the summer of the soul in December. Yes, when you do your best for love, it feels like Christmas. It is the season of the heart. A special time of caring. The ways of love made clear. It is the season of the spirit. The message, if we hear it, last all year.
So we can make Christmas last all year. Now, I'm not proposing that you go home and eat a Christmas dinner every single day, unless you want to. But the reason we can make Christmas last all year is because we can love all year. And we can love others by feeding the hungry, by giving a drink to those who are thirsty, by helping those who are poorly. And we can also be a friend to the lonely. Now, Mother Teresa once said, "It is Christmas every time you let God love others through you." Yes, it is Christmas. Every time you smile at your brother and you offer him your hand. What a challenge that is. But who is God asking you to love this Christmas and beyond? I'm going to invite you this morning to spend some time thinking and asking God who he wants you to love this Christmas and beyond. Maybe it's someone in your school, your workplace, someone in your street, or maybe even someone in your family. During our time of prayer this morning, there's going to be a video and a song played that you can listen to, you can reflect on. But I'm also going to invite you to come to the front. And we've got some post-it notes, heart post-it notes. And I'm going to encourage you to take a post-it note. And I'm going to ask you to maybe write down the name or draw the person that God is asking you to love this Christmas and beyond. And then come and place it in front of Jesus as a way of us collectively showing who we want to share God's amazing love with this Christmas and beyond.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign, bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign forevermore. No.
God, help us to love these people today, tomorrow, and all year round. Amen.
So Christmas is meaningful, and it is full of God's love, because Christmas is all about love. And we're called to join in that Christmas story by loving others and making it last all year. So as we sing our final song this morning, let's remember to go and share the Christmas story with those around us and to keep the love going.